Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. And we are starting a new year talking about the knowledge of God being for everyone. Over the next year, and this may be just a regular focus we're going to take, is we want to really be reminded over and over again and encouraged that this is God's idea. Us knowing Him and wanting to be known by Him, it's His idea. This is not something we are going to be pushing on Him. Instead, we are going to be cooperating with Him in His goal, His desire for us. When we talk about knowing Him, the knowledge of God, this is not knowledge about Him. And very often, within our own strength, within our own circle, our own history, and our own crutches that we have developed, we want to control how God speaks to us and what He demands of us, what He expects of us, what we think those demands and expectations are. Our focus will always be that spiritually, all those demands and expectations have been met. So God no longer demands or expects anything from you. You've already met all His standards, spiritually speaking. Our problem, my problem, your problem, is not between who we truly are and as a spirit being and God. Our problem is not with God. Our problem is between our soul and our spirit. Your spirit, who you truly are, if you have been re-inspirited by God, rebirthed, you're done in that area. It is finished. That which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. You don't become holier. You're either holy or not. But what the problem is our communication, our union between our soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions, and your spirit. And there's for a multitude of reasons that we've been going over for years now. But what we want to focus on in this program going forward is hearing from God, knowing Him, being able to recognize His presence, and how to learn to tune our senses, fine-tune our discernment, and deal with the interferences, the hindrances, the crutches we have developed in our soul that keep us from full union between our soul and our body, soul and our spirit and our body. Our body is what communicates with this world. And God gave you the body you have temporarily. And He gave you the soul you have as part of your being here. Now, there's a lot of things that we don't understand about our soul and even our body. Even in the natural, we're always finding out new things about how our body works. So we don't want to think that what we know now is what we're going to know 20 years from now about how our body works or how our soul works. And this is part of our ongoing challenge, that nobody has all the answers. And yet, within each one of us, we have all the answers. When we come to that realization that we're all in the same boat, and spiritually that boat is God, that you and I can't be any closer to one another spiritually than we already are right now, because we are already united in God. So we don't need to worry about fellowship or meeting some requirements for security or safety or avoiding deception. Let's deal with that real quick. There are areas in your life right now that you are deceived. Because there's areas in your life where you don't have complete and full truth. Things that are hidden, beliefs that you have that are not true. Just to give you an example of that, why do you study? Why do you want to learn something? It's because you don't know something. And that something is there to be known, but you don't know it. And so we study to learn something, how to do something, how things work. But that lack in that area is an area where you are not, you don't have all the information to draw a truthful conclusion. And that's really all deception is. If you've lived on an island and you grew up there and you never had any idea about what was going on in the rest of the world, and you concluded that everybody else had died, or there was nobody else, you were the only person on that planet, and your island was the only part of the whole world, you'd be wrong. You'd be deceived. But you'd be going by the only information you had. So what we want to recognize is that there are many, many, many areas in each of our lives, both based on our addressing our own soulical history and our own life, but also on God, about how he does things, how he thinks about us, that there are areas that we are deceived, not because there's anybody out to get us, but because we lack information we need to come to the truth. So this is why it's so important that we be willing to change what we believe. Not because a person says that what you believe is wrong, but because you've heard, you've been able to distinguish, learn to hear and recognize the voice of God, and within that brings you that peace, that rest, that comfort and joy, so that as you are experiencing change in your life and new concepts, what you give up is not because you've been condemned or shamed or because you feel guilty about doing or believing something, but because he has a greater truth to show you by giving you more information, you're let off the hook in areas. So maybe all your life you've been believing that because you are in a certain position, that you're a certain gender or a certain age or a certain socioeconomic plane, you cannot do certain things. And when God comes along and says, those are all circumstances that I put you into, because those challenges are exactly what you need to receive the training that I have set out for you. And that training will bring you great victory and great peace and great recognition and of who I am in you. This is what will satisfy you. And when we see things from God's perspective, that the situation and the circumstances that he has us in are not the obstacles for us to overcome, but they are merely the circumstances. They're the four walls that he has built around us for us to learn with. The soul he gave you is exactly the soul he wants you to have. It's not bad, it's not good. It's what it is. It's he chose it for you. Now, your soul is the way your mind, will, and emotions are placed together. And for some, there's a strong mind, and some have a strong will, and some have strong emotions. Now, again, this is simplistic. We're trying to describe something that's probably has a lot more layers. But we're starting where we can all, with concepts we can all grasp. And if you've learned it a different way, that's fine. There's not one wrong, there's not a wrong way and a right way. The test is not about agreement or accuracy or who's teaching what. We're looking for results. Does what you believe bring you into that peace, that rest, that contentment, where you know you have the confidence that you are hearing from God, that you are experiencing the knowledge of God, knowing him, that you can concretely, when you have a question, when you want to know, when you have a relationship with him, when you are confident in that relationship with him, where you know you live and breathe and have your being with him and in him all the time. And when we say the knowledge of God is for everyone, we can say with confidence that that final state, that's what he wants for all of us. We all have our different starting points and a different point where we are right now. But where you are right now is on the path. It's on the road to where he is bringing you. There's nothing in your way spiritually. Our problems are all between our soul and our spirit. Once that spirit rushes into our soul, our body is overwhelmed. Because your body was never meant to sustain and feed a soul that is disconnected from the spirit. So over time, at some point in time, in some way, we will be dealing with physical illnesses and why the body dies. But it'll probably be much more peripherally, because really what we want to learn how to do in practice is hearing from God. Being able to ask him for guidance and receive it. Part of this is going to be real hard, because we will find out how much we'd rather do it ourselves and suffer our own consequences. Because that's the way we've always done it. That's the way everybody else does it. And waiting for him, being patient with ourselves, resisting the pressure of the world system, that's hard. And we've not learned how to do that. We've all developed our own crutches, what we lean on, what we rely on when we're under stress. And God is coming along and saying, you don't need that anymore. And leaning on that crutch is keeping you from running with me. Now, he's nice and gentle and kind and considerate. He doesn't just kick the crutch out from underneath us. He starts putting us in situations where the crutch becomes a hindrance, where we find it easier to walk without the crutch than with it. And he's designed the circumstances that you're in for that purpose, to show you where your crutch is. And your crutch can be many, many, many things. And we all have a variety of crutches in our closet, where we'll use a different crutch for a different situation, circumstance. But we want to recognize that the goal is that we be able to be fully one with God without that crutch, and so we can run with him as he moves in our lives, so that we can be fully joined, our soul, to our spirit. Your spirit and his spirit, who you truly are, is your spirit. You are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in this body. But your spirit doesn't have any crutches. It doesn't have any wounds. It doesn't have any misbeliefs. It's not deceived. It can't be deceived. And that's why who you are in your spirit is already fully accepted and loved and beloved in God. By him. You have no problems hearing absolutely everything he says, absolutely perfectly, in your spirit. The problem is between our soul and our spirit. Now, this perfect hearing, this perfect knowledge of God is for you. It has nothing to do with your gifts. It has nothing to do with your calling or your purpose or your projects. It is the essential outgrowth of you being a spirit being. A dog barks and then is a dog. It does what a dog does. It runs around. It barks, it plays with things. Animals, different animal. You can tell what an animal is by how it looks and what it does. Well, as a spirit being, your soul may try to resist, will probably try to resist change. But right now, your soul is struggling and wearing you out because it was not made to do what it's being asked to do. When those hindrances are removed, just like two puzzle pieces, interlocking puzzle pieces, if you try to fit two pieces together and there's dirt in between, there's grit, there's popcorn in between, and you're trying to fit them together, they won't fit. But once you clean out the grooves between the puzzle pieces, they just drop into place. Well, that's what your soul and your spirit are trying to do. Now, your soul has a life of its own, has energy, has a supernatural, a soulical life. It's not spirit life, it's soulical life or energy. And it has gotten so used to controlling itself because it didn't have a choice. Again, your soul did not have a choice because before you became re-inspirited, you had no other access to life, to support, to the necessities of life. So God certainly does not hold it against us that we have developed crutches. And he's already dealt with those. Our battle now is not with God. Your relationship with him is done in the spirit. Our problem is what you are listening to me right now and what you are struggling with and what you're worrying about for tomorrow, those are all part of your soul. And your soul is in controversy, in disarray, disagreement within itself. How do we deal with life? How do we handle tomorrow? How do we take care of our responsibilities? How do we control our lives? When God is saying, that's not your responsibility, it's the Spirit's responsibility. And it is your spirit that is going after the hindrances. It is your spirit's task and nature to be like magnetically drawing your soul to it and removing everything in its way. Your challenge is for you, your soul, to be able to hear your spirit, which is already in complete union with God. Again, it's not about knowledge of God, of how he does things on a global scale, on a universal scale, on an eternal scale. It's how is he doing things in you? How does your spirit work? How does your soul work? All these other things are things God wants to share with us. He wants us to know how he works globally and universally and eternally. But again, in your spirit, you already have that knowledge. You already know all those answers. Let's put it this way. When someone receives a revelation of God, they're not receiving it from another source, a separate God source. The revelation is coming from their spirit to their soul. So it's not something new that God decides to reveal to you. It's something that he has already revealed to your spirit, and you are now receiving soulically from your spirit what you've already received. That's why we can say that we have already received everything. We have received eternal life. You have already received everything you need for life and godliness. Everything you need to live a holy life as a spirit being, you have already been given in your spirit. And this is for everyone who has been re-inspirited. This is one of the challenges we have as Christians. when we try to communicate to others about who God is, we have a tendency to fall back on a third party, like the Bible or what we've been taught, rather than challenging them that if they have any interest at all in knowing God, it comes from God. And when we talk about leading someone to Christ, so often instead we lead them to a church or we lead them to a Bible, a book. And that's something that as we become more and more focused on our own experiencing knowledge of God, He will draw, and it will draw automatically, those around us, those we come in contact with, to want that same knowledge of God, experience of God. It's not a head knowledge. It's an intimate experiential knowledge. Once you know Him, nobody can take that away. It's like if someone tried to, there's many, many people, obviously, who don't know and don't believe that there is a God. And first, that's fine with God. You know, He does not need their recognition. He's not concerned about that. They all will have their time. But what we need to understand is rather than trying to convince them of something that we know by experience, that's never going to happen. They need to experience it for themselves. But when talking to someone in that kind of a situation, what I try to relate to them is the same type of example is the reason they don't understand is because they haven't had that experience. Just as they can, trying to argue with me that and convince me that there is no God and that I am deceived is like trying to convince the astronauts that have walked on the moon that they didn't walk on the moon. Those astronauts were there. They landed on the moon. They walked on the moon. They had that experience. Now, there are others that believe that that didn't happen. But you can't argue with someone who has had an experience. But you can't argue with someone who has. So there's the divide between those who have had an experience with God and those who haven't. And that experience is what brings us true knowledge. And that's the knowledge of God that we're going to be talking about, is knowing Him, how to know Him. Not just hear Him. And again, we're not talking about gifts. We're not talking about gifts are our faculty of the soul, and everybody has them, whether they are Christians or not. Those gifts are a way of communicating with our spirit and with the supernatural realm. And if you need a reminder about that, go ahead and visit the website. And even on the our profile page, there's a link there to the three realms of reality, if you need a refresher on that. But our solical gifts, those that dwell in our soul, communicate and have authority within the supernatural realm. That's where the demon critters are, and the angels, and whatever other beings might be there. But there's only two kinds of spirit being, and that's you and God. So tune in next week. We're going to continue this format where we are just really going to look to encourage and give opportunities to ask God what it is that's keeping you from knowing Him better. You can always drop me a line at diane@weekendprepare.org, and we may be looking at some format changes as far as time and length of time and getting more involved in some things. So look for those down the road. Until then, thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Have a great weekend.